Welcome to the Blues Guitar Show, the podcast that brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing with me, Ben Martin. Hope everyone is having a great week out there this week. As we have been doing for the last few weeks, we are going to be breaking down another classic blues song. This one is in standard tuning. It's the Muddy Waters song, Mannish Boy. We're going to be breaking down a wicked live version. Now, this song is absolutely considered a blues standard. It was first recorded in 1955 by Muddy Waters and has served as an answer song to Bo Diddley's I'm a Man, which in turn then inspired Willie Dixon and Waters' song Hoochie Coochie Man. Mannish Boy features a kind of stop time on regular one chord song, and it's that real famous kind of thing that we're going to be looking at today. We're actually going to be breaking it down right from the start, including all of his little embellishments when he plays live, some of the extra lead stuff that is in there. So let's have a quick listen to the intro and see what we can break down from it straight off the bat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah.
Awesome. So it starts with this really cool kind of field holler, call and response thing between the vocals and the guitar. So our first little lick we're going to be starting off with there is when he goes up to that A. He's actually going up to fret 10 on the second string. And then he has this rundown, which is just so kind of Muddy Waters, very minor pentatonic focus. But we're actually, for this rundown, we're going to be sliding on the third string from 7 to 9. And then we're just going to leave, I'm only going to strike this once and see if we can get all of those notes out of one pluck of the strings. So we're going to go 7 to 9, and then we're going to slide from 9 back to 7, 5, and 2. So it's. Okay, let's have a listen to the next lick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything.
I love that audience shouting there. So from there, we're straight into the position 1 A minor pentatonic. So we're on fret 7 on the third string, and we're going to do a slight bend. And then we're going to go bend down and then hit 5. Okay, so we bend down, hit 5, and then 7 on the string above. So our A, and then just 5 to 7. So it's.
Everything. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, so there we can hear he's got really strong vibrato in there. He's going to slide up again to that E, so fret 9 on the third string. Down to 7, and then on the string below, we're going to hit 8. Just a real quick. And then straight back into that bend on the 7 on the third string. 5, 7 on the string above. And then hammer on. So that's.
Oh, yeah.
And then that real classic ending riff to finish it off. So all we're going to do there is really simple stuff in the A minor pentatonic scale. We're going to go third string, 7, bend up and down. Actually, I think it was just bend down. Do either way. Down to 5, and then 7 on the string above. Okay. And then fret 5 on string 1. End it off on that A. And then we're straight into the song. All right, I'm going to show you a few different ways of playing this main riff. So the most basic version that sounds like that. So we're going to start on the A. So we're going to start on fret 5 on the top string, down to the D, fret 5 on the fifth string, back up to the A. So, and then we're going to go 3, to four, hammer on the A string, so on string five, back to the A. Now again, we can also replicate this an octave up, which he often does when he's playing live, which is exactly the same riff, but we're going to start on fret 7 on the D string. So that's 4th string, fret 7. And we go 7, down a string 7, back up a string 7. And then on the G string, 5 to 6 hammer on, and back on the A. And so much of it really is about that feel, it's that groove. It's really pull back on the beat and be as lazy as you possibly can be. Ba-da-dum-da-da. It's a real, real kind of slow feel to have a listen.
But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
All right, so if you wanted to play a heavier version of that riff, we've got these two versions already, so the basic and the octave up. Another version you could play to make it a little bit heavier sounding would be to hit the open A string, hit a D power chord, so that's fret 5 on the 5th string, fret 7 on the 4th, and fret 7 on the 3rd, so back to the open 5, and then bend fret 3 down. Instead of that 3 to 4 hammer on, we're going to bend it and then hit fret 5 on the top string. So that would be another version of it. So we've got three versions of that main riff. Now let's have a little listen to, and that'll get you through all of the song, actually. If you want to just play that bit, you can just lose yourself in this song. It's a great one for that. Along with a lot of the stuff from the era, John Lee Hooker as well, that one that we looked at, Boom Boom. Also a great song for just losing yourself in the riff. But let's have a quick listen to the solo pieces he plays in there as well. So check it out.
Boy.
Cool. So he's doing a lot of stuff in this solo that is A minor pentatonic based, resolving back to the one. In fact, almost all of it resolves to the one. So we're starting off with this. It happens in between the riff. So we have those riffs going on, the licks going on in between each round of the riff. So the first one, we're using this A on the second string. So that is our fret 10. And we're just going to bend up and down on fret 13 and resolve back to fret 10. So you do 3 up and then resolve back to 10. Okay, and then back to... And then the next one, which again is we're just going to bend another whole note. So this time we're on fret 10 on string 1. We're going to bend up to 12. So bend up, down, pull off to fret 8. Resolve again to that. Have a listen to those two.
Boy. Man. I'm a full grown man. Man. I'm a natural lover's man.
Then we have the same lick again, down an octave. So that's going from 7 to 9, back to 7 on the 3rd string. And then 5, resolve to the A, fret 7 on the string above. And then down a string, on the 2nd string, we're going to go 8, 10.
Man! I'm a natural lover's man. Man! I'm a rolling stone.
So that was that one again. The second one, bend 10, down hit 8, 8. That bit is 13, 15 on string 1. Loads of vibrato there. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. So end of the last bit there, we're going to do string one, 12 to 10 pull-off, and then 13, back to 10. And that's the whole solo section. Let's have a listen to the whole thing. Boy. Man. I'm a full-grown man. Man. I'm a natural lover's man. Man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man child. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. And really, any licks out of the kind of box 2-3 of the A minor pentatonic will work perfectly for this song. But the important thing is that they're almost all resolving back to the one, because that riff doesn't change. It sticks on the one chord. Da-na-na-na-na. It's all on this A chord. All of the licks just intertwine with the riff and just resolve back from notes in the minor pentatonic scale back to the one. But it's a really fun one to play and jam along with. And if you find the live version, particularly if you can find a nice long line version, just play around with your A minor stuff, A minor pentatonic. It's just, it's great sometimes. It's almost like, you know, I tell a lot of my students, you need to get yourself a looper so you can kind of have stuff on loop and then play along with it. Well, Muddy Waters can be your looper for this week. So enjoy playing along with that one. Now, don't forget, if you find this stuff useful, please do consider leaving a review, especially if you are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It massively helps me. Cheers to everyone that is a Plus subscriber. If you want to become a Plus subscriber, information of how to do so is, of course, in show notes below. But essentially, all you need to do is click on the link in the show notes below and you'll get an email once you've signed up, giving you access to the subscription feed, which will give you all of those lessons that are locked that come out every single Friday. Great to hear some nice feedback from all of you guys that are on the subscription program. That is wicked. We are up to lesson 32 or 3, I believe, this week, and still working on some of that slide playing, having already done a lot of lessons on finger picking and on fretboard recognition. As well as soloing. So there's loads and loads of content in there already. You'll also get access to the Google Drive folder that has all of the PDFs for each lesson that you get with it. If you subscribe now, it's just $5 a month. It's incredibly valuable for just $5 a month. And you'll have access to all of those previous lessons, which I believe at the moment, like I say, at the time of recording is around 33, but it is growing, of course, each week. So if you want to get yourself on that program, you know how to do so. Link is in the show notes below. Have a great week, everybody. Keep up with your practice, and I will see you all next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.